interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Well, here we go. It's that time of the year. You know, you're mowing the lawn now, and it kind of, you, depending on where you live, you might be looking over at what the neighbor's doing. Is he mowed yet? What's he waiting for over there? Or
I'm going to go give him the card for my guy.
Or maybe he did mow. Maybe he has been mowing, and the clippings have been all over your yard. Well, this,
or he does it at 8 in the morning on Saturday.
This brought about some fun Sunday evening in Indiana, where a 53-year-old man was locked up after he shot his 55-year... These are the sweet numbers. 53-year-old man locked up after he was shot... After he shot his 55-year-old neighbor. Couple middle-aged guys like me beefing over their lawns. He shot him with a handgun while the neighbor was on a riding mower. Started with the suspect using his leaf blower to blow clippings back onto his neighbor's property. And then the suspect menaced his neighbor with the leaf blower, blowing air at him. So, you know, you got this guy.
Hey, blowhard.
Yeah. Well, I'll show you. So the neighbor directs his riding mower in the direction of the suspect and nearly hits his leg. And that's when the guy with the leaf blower says, you know, I got something a little bit better than the leaf blower. Let me introduce you to my little friend. And that's his handgun. And so he shot him. And oof. That's when the suspect's wife comes out of the house. She hears something. So she's like, what is going on? And he tells her, quote, get inside. I just shot the neighbor. The neighbor's in stable condition. He's going to be okay.
I don't know about the 4th of July barbecue, though. Yeah. I don't
know.
It's
going to be a fun summer. It just started. Yes. There's a lot of mowings.
A lot of mowings
in Indiana between now and Labor Day.
Well, I'll take you from Indiana to Oregon, a little closer to our Whidbey Island 911 calls next. But this guy in Portland, you know, if you're a felon and you're wanted for, reckless endangerment, illegal gun possession, second-degree kidnapping and things like that, and you know, you're wanted by the police, you probably shouldn't draw attention to yourself. But 33-year-old Andrew Dimmick didn't know that. He was last seen wielding a sword and huffing nitrous oxide outside of the Terwilliger Hot Springs on Saturday. So it's 11 o'clock in the morning.
This is blue velvet right here.
He's hitting the nitrous and running around with a sword. And so the cops, you know, they show up on the scene. But he's already out of there. And eventually the cops end up making a connection with this guy again, and they chase him. They end up going down this forest road, and some downed trees have the guy getting out and taking off on foot. He is able to elude the cops for a couple minutes, but works his way into holding yard for trucks and things like that, and someone sees him go pop into the porta potty, and he was hiding in there when they opened the door with all guns drawn. Yeah, didn't last too long. So, you know, lay low. Don't be swinging swords and hitting nitrous when you're a wanted felon.
Wind up in a porta potty. Yeah, it's great times right there.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
Okay, these are some of the big-time emergency calls that came into the authorities out on Whidbey Island last month. Let's begin Wednesday, March 6th, 9:49 a.m., Glencoe Street. 911 caller says, my boots are still missing. Wednesday, March 6th, 4:37 p.m., 5th Avenue. 911 caller says, there's a Yorkie on the loose. Wednesday, March 6th, 8:10 p.m., Delta Court. 911 caller says, someone has planted annoying noise things in my house. Tuesday, March 19th, 3:41 p.m., 8th Avenue. 911 caller asks, have you seen the deer with the trick-or-treat bucket stuck on its face? Tuesday, March 19th, 4:48 p.m., Cabot Drive. 911 caller says, a female dermatologist just asked me how to hire a hitman.
A zit man? No, a hit man.
Yeah, maybe he just heard her wrong.
Yeah.
And finally, Tuesday, March 5th, 5:04 p.m., Barron Drive, 911 caller says, I claim my nephew on my taxes, and now my nephew's sisters are mad at me.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.